with a look at your sports this morning. I'm sports director Travis Krenz. If the Twins could just play the White Sox every day, they'd be pretty good. Twins beat the last place White Sox again last night, 6-3. Trevor Larnach would hit a solo home run in the sixth inning. That would break a 3-3 tie. Then Byron Buxton would hit a two-run home run an inning later, give the Twins a three-run cushion. Chicago, they scored all three of their runs in the fifth inning. Teams play again at noon. Twins go for the three-game sweep. Two Twins, Hall of Famers and greats, recovering from strokes, suffered just days apart. They seem to be doing okay. The Twins confirmed this news yesterday. Tony Oliva had what the team called a series of mini strokes over the past month, expected to make a full recovery. And Oliva's 86 years old. He was named to the Baseball Hall of Fame back in 2022. He was with the Twins in the 60s and 70s. Then former first baseman Kent Herbeck also suffered a minor stroke following knee surgery in early April. He's currently recovering at home. Herbeck, 64 years old, played his entire 14-year career with his hometown team, the Twins, and part of those World Series teams in 87 and in 91. Chicago's Pete Crow Armstrong homered and drove in four as the Cubs beat the Dodgers for the second straight day, this time 7-6. Dodgers, they're just 8-9 on the season since starting 8-0. The Mets, they cap off a 10th inning victory last night, defeating the Phillies 4-3 to complete a three-game sweep. Mets, they've won seven games in a row. Starling Marte capped off a two-run 10th inning with a walk-off single. Yankees beat Cleveland 5-1. Carlos Rodon of New York would pitch seven innings. Aaron Judge raised his major league leading average, now up to 415. Atlanta beat the Cardinals 4-1. Detroit, they shut out San Diego 6-0. And also Houston, they would beat Toronto 3-1 to sweep that three-game series. Houston would get a three-run home run in the second inning for all their scoring from Christian Walker. Seattle right-hander Emerson Hancock has struck out a career-high seven batters, while J.P. Crawford had four RBIs as the Mariners beat the Red Sox 8-5. San Francisco over Milwaukee late last night 4-2. Tampa Bay, they would win in 11 innings last night over Arizona 7-6. The Athletics beat Texas 5-2. Saw the Rangers' Jock Peterson end an 0-for-41 slump with a pinch-hit double. Shea Langeliers for the Athletics had four hits, while their rookie Nick Kurtz drove in a run with a base hit in his first ever Major League at-bats. Stanley Cup playoffs from last night. Three games. Washington beat Montreal 3-1. Washington leads that series 2-0. Dallas defeated Colorado in overtime 2-1. Dallas Stars with a 2-1 series lead. And the LA Kings defeated the Edmonton Oilers last night 6-2. Los Angeles with a 2-0 series lead. Minnesota Wild at home for the first time in these playoffs. They play the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. That's an 8 p.m. Central Time start in St. Paul at the XL Energy Center. Minnesota and Vegas tied at a game apiece in that game tonight on TBS.